If at first you don't succeed, try beer again. This is the perfect pour.
Just keep trying it and trying it and trying it. You'll freaking love it one day.
One day.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Thanks for joining us again. This is episode 396. Quickly approaching episode 400. Much faster than I would want it to be, because I'm like, oh, there's all kinds of time to plan for episode 400. And it's going to be here very quickly. Very shortly, but we'll be ready for it, I'm sure.
I'm ready.
We're going to be hanging out with you for an hour, 2 hours, and we're going to be listening to you call us. We're going to be talking about our own things and beers to look out for and beers we drank past week. Just beers, man. Just keep drinking it until you like it, okay? Just suck it up. Nobody liked IPAs when they first drank them. Nobody. But you kept drinking it, and then you loved it. Oh, yeah? Your first IPA, you're like, I fucking love this. First, I totally get it.
This is it. This is the end. I never have to drink another beer.
I made it. I wish it was unfiltered, but this is fine.
I wish, my dream is this
clear IPA I'm drinking right now and tasting for the first time. I wish one day I won't be able to see through it, and it will taste like a milkshake.
I wish there was more sediment in this beer.
I wish this was like more like an Orange Julius. One can dream.
One can
dream. All right. Well. What I opened up at my tailgating beer, I opened up a beer from a Wazoo Corvette. It's called Trango. It's made by Solid Ground Brewing. It's a tropical hazy IPA. Solid Ground Brewing is out of Diamond Springs, California. I believe Diamond Springs is a Sacramento suburb.
Diamond.
I apologize, Diamond Springs, if you don't like being called a suburb.
Suburbia. They're known as the damn, I got nothing.
Yeah, they are super known for that.
Super known.
They're known for having Solid Ground Brewing.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you have?
What do you mean? What do I have?
El Dorado
to drink. A refreshing beverage.
So pre-show, I opened up Welcome to
LA.
I have to look it up again. Welcome to Lincoln.
Oh.
So Welcome to California series, Liquid Gravity and Slice Beer
Company. Oh. Whoa. Somebody went to the market.
And now I have not the best name, but it is a good beer. But the Laughing Pecker from Silva Brewing. It's a Mosaic IPA, and it's really good.
Silva, come on, guys. Grow up, Silva. Jeez. It's a bird. It's a bird. Is what they're, that's on the can, right? It's just a bird.
It's just a bird.
Central California beer. That's good. What do you have, Nick?
I just finished my last sip of 19.2 ounces of Simtra from Needy Brewing.
Whoa. Ooh. Oh, that tall boy? You're already down.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, gone.
Gone. He gone. Tall boy. He gone.
Yeah. That.
Are you still in brilliant. Sim, or are you in the truck part of it now?
I'm trying a hard road.
Dude. Now I'm getting the truck.
I'm getting the truss. I'll be right back. I got some truss. Oh, yeah. This was a great idea. I don't know who thought this. What? I don't know who at the marketing meeting had maybe two or three of these and said, you know, it'd be great if we just put double three beers in one can.
Wait, is that a triple?
It's a triple. It's 11.2.
Triple tall boy.
Man. Triple tall boy. 131 IBUs. Look at knee deep. Look at knee deep keeping it 2,000. They're still listing the IBUs.
Should we call your work right now and say that you can't make it in? Should we do that on the air?
A message. Yeah, let's do.
Is that how you call in? How do you call in sick at your work? Do you call somebody in the morning? How's that work? How's that system?
Oh, we text each other.
We just text. All right. Well,
we just text. Cough. I'm sick.
COVID.
I got the COVID. It's in the bottom of the can.
Oh, man. This is my third COVID.
Take that last sip.
Wow. This is Nick's third COVID. He should be researched.
Every Friday he gets COVID. It's amazing.
I got the COVID again.
It's only a 3-day COVID, though. Don't worry. I'll be good by Monday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, so I'll be fine Monday. Maybe. Depends.
Yeah.
We'll see
how this one goes.
Depends if we get snowed in at South Lake. I mean, depends if I'm improved better.
I repeat, do not go to Texas.
Yeah, so there we are. We're all cut up when they're drinking, and now we understand how to call in sick. And it's time to move on.
Bye.
Let's open up the culture with Matt.
Bat Matt. Little piece of culture that I sent to the brother, but the cooler company known as Igloo has released a new series related to
Volkswagens.
Stainless steel can tumblers. 16 ounce on those. They're okay looking, but they have their little 4 to 16 quart coolers in various Volkswagen and or bus print schemes and color choices, and so I'm kind of thinking that we should swoop up on those.
I don't know if you guys are bleeding over into my Instagram algorithm, but I saw that in my ads in Instagram that popped up, those Volkswagen coolers. I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Why am I seeing this? This is for Nick and Matt.
Because there's one across the street from you.
They're geotagging.
They know what my neighbors are driving?
Yeah.
Damn it.
See, I told you not to sign up for TikTok. Now they know everything you do.
I know it all.
They heard the backfires in the background from the poorly managed carburetors.
You're the backfires I hear on Palm all the time. What's that? Is that a backfire? Is that an M80, a backfire, a mortar, or a gunshot? Which is it? Let's play. What was that boom?
Yes, those are interesting. But it's like, we don't have any bad weather right now. What clouds are they trying to break up?
We're not close enough for those cannons. Orchard cannons.
Oh, orchard cannons reminds me of what's going in on Blackstone and Barstow. Sorry, flowing talk.
What's
the old Orchard Hardware store there?
It's just a furniture store. I think that furniture store.
Furniture City Part 2.
Yeah, they're just expanding over there. The most boring
palm trees.
The most boring use of an old building.
Boo. At least they finally updated their design scheme, because for the longest time it was just literally Circuit City.
Repurposed Circuit City.
Yeah.
Furniture City.
Literally, like, just change half the sign and move in.
Yep.
They didn't take the city part down. They left it up.
Yep. Just put an F there.
Yep.
Local talk. For more on this, catch Flowing with Famous, part of the Dorktown Network. And, hey, Floyd, it makes you yawn? Flowing with Famous makes you yawn? Is that what you're doing?
Paying for this advertising. You're going to have a talk with them.
Yep. Nope.
Nope.
No money. No money exchanging hands. Flowing with Famous has less money than Perfect Pour does.
Well, if they'd pay for their ads, we would.
Hey, I plug the Perfect Pour on Flowing with Famous every episode.
Oh, and that makes it even?
Well. I don't always plug Flowing with Famous on Perfect Pour.
Yeah, but then you spend like 40 minutes of one show, which would be equivalent to 5 seconds every show.
Is that ad dollars? How much is 5 seconds of airtime on Flowing with Famous or Perfect Pour?
You said it again.
What, Flowing with Famous? The podcast? You can find in all your regular podcast networks that you found the Perfect Pour on? Oh, okay. I didn't realize I mentioned it.
I don't think there's any other podcast in the world that gets me to like talk back to my radio than Flowing with Famous. And I'm like, I think I know the answer.
I know the answer, you idiots. And then we're like, boy, we're two smart guys. I guess no one else can answer this.
What is taco trucks, Alex?
I thought you were going to talk about Get Off My Podcast, another podcast just randomly. I thought that we were talking about, but
no. That one's pretty specialized.
So. Get Off My Podcast on all the other podcast networks that you can find podcasts on? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought you mentioned it.
Anyways.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
So, a brewery, I believe, all three of us mutually appreciate, Pizza Port Brewing Company has done a slight update to their, at least in my opinion, a slight update to their distributed canning, their artwork for their cans and stuff like that, which includes Swami's, Ponto,
Swami's,
their Blonde Ale, and then the Amber Ale. So it's kind of nice to know that there's a little bit of a refresh in that. That means, you know, you can look out for it in the store. It doesn't look radically different, but
to the trained eye, they'll be like, yeah, bro, that's old.
Yep. So look out for that. And then last little bit of news, or it's kind of somewhere between a cheers and news, but I think Mike, you'll give the brother and myself a pass for it, but it's kind of like a pre-cheers, or we wonder what our pops would be drinking this day and age. How is his beer drinking evolution been? But by the time the show airs, our father's birthday will have come and gone. We miss the guy greatly. So just kind of wondering, would we still be tilting back old Budweiser's, or you know, would it be something
Keystone
different
Lights on the weekend?
Some Keystones. Nothing hits like a bag of Lay's potato chips and some Keystones on the weekend, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, would we have convinced them to drink other things?
Yeah. You could only hope.
Would he have been influenced by you guys? Or would he just been like, nope, Budweiser, bro.
You guys are crazy. Spending all that money. wasting all that money on beer.
You know that Budweiser makes beer, right? And it comes.
I think he would drink Montucky if we like bought it for him. If that was like the craziest we could have gotten. So
crushing hazies. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Didn't mean to bring the show down. Sorry.
You didn't bring it down. Did you say he drank Budweiser's? Is that what he was? He was a Budweiser?
The brother might remember more specifically than myself, but it was granted, you know, years ago there wasn't a lot of selection.
Yeah, my dad had, my dad would have a 6-pack of Budweiser, and that 6-pack would last like the whole month, basically. It was a lawnmower beer, and he would mow the lawn and then have a Budweiser, and that'd be the drinking for the week.
A Budweiser.
Yeah.
I'm getting wild tonight. I got a cold one. Woo! My memories were where you could tell what kind of week he had because he worked on commission. A good week, you know, Budweiser came home. A not so good week, it was Keystone or Natural Light. Yeah, I'd say on weekends there's probably a 12-pack in the fridge. You know, I'm not sure how he rationed them out, but I'm sure it lasted just the weekend. But yeah, it was Budweiser was the treat yourself weekend.
I just want to say I remember that because it was kind of like the labels. They were more like a scroll with a bunch of text. It was the lighter colored can, usually 12-ounce cans. I just thought I remember seeing that.
Oh, always cans. Yeah, always cans. Our parents in our first neighborhood we moved into, they would get together with the neighbors on the weekends and sit in the driveway and drink beers and tell stories, which was always kind of cool. I never really have had that in my neighborhoods since I've been an adult and a homeowner. But what you had to watch out for was sneaking a sip of beer from dad's can. You had to watch out for the ash can. If you weren't careful, you got to nicely hit the goblin. I'm going to sneak a swig of the beer. Here we go. Oh, that's the ash can.
So that kid's never going to drink a beer again.
You couldn't make any noise because then they would know what you did and what you were trying to do. So you had to like, until you were safely out of sight and
go puke all over the backyard.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, look at what the dog did.
Dog's sick. Let's go put the dog down. Dog's sick. No, you don't have to put it down. It's just sick. Now we're going to put it down. Look at how sick it got.
Yeah, that dog is sick.
That's sick dog.
Dog also stuck out of the tacos we had for dinner, too. It looks an awful lot. Taco remnants.
Taco remnants.
Have I told you guys my theory on why our parents were so social with neighbors?
I haven't heard it. If you have,
so sweet. Okay. So I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm like, a lot, just like the brother mentioned, it's like you probably don't socialize with your neighbors too much, you know, or maybe you're in a newer neighborhood, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think back and I was like, well, the parents didn't really have social media or ways to interact. They weren't as connected as we are these days, where we can be like, hey, look at this rain, and like 60 comments come in like, yes, rain.
Man,
rain,
I'm so rain. Connected. Other people saw the rain, and too. So
I have to think of that mindset. Like, you know, maybe our parents being social with neighbors was their way of social networking in a way that we do that from our cell phones. So, you know, I'll use Mikey as an example. So maybe Mikey sees his neighbor mowing the lawn, and even though it's a day early to put out the garbage cans, he would go put out his garbage cans just so he could interact with his neighbor and be like, yeah, the refrigerator, it's acting up. It's not holding temp. And then they have that convo just of mundane things just because But now Mikey can go on viral videos and be like, this is how you know five ways your refrigerator isn't working.
And the
doesn't even have to leave the house.
The always opening line of any YouTuber. Hey guys. Hey, what's up, guys? Don't do that.
So I kind of wonder that, you know, like if there'll be a little bit of a resurgence of that where people kind of like just like zombie like wander outside of their house to the curb just to be like, how about this fruit tree? How's yeah?
You want some grapefruits?
Mm-hmm.
All I know is when you have a citrus tree, where everyone in Fresno seems to have some sort of citrusy, you're always trying to give away whatever tree you have. Yes. You're just like, hey, you want some oranges? What? You want some lemons? Hey, you want some grapefruits? I got some grapefruits.
Yeah.
You want any grapefruits? And the other guy's like, no, I got plenty over here. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And if the citrus tree is leaning over the fence, it's automatically known that those are now your fruit.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you can take those.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got plenty. You take whatever's on your side. I don't care.
Yeah, I know my peach tree goes half over into my neighbor's, and I'm afraid to prune it properly because then, like, it'll fall into the neighbor's yard when I prune it, so I don't want to be like, hey, clean up that shit. It's my tree, but you gotta clean up. So like my neighbor's side of the tree is like almost unpruned, which is not good for the peach tree, but I gotta get with him and say, bro, I'm gonna
notes back.
Do some trimming.
Hey. This is your peach neighbor. Call me.
Fresno talk.
Yeah, I don't know. Tangent. I had new neighbors move in, and I believe they have a plum tree, and somehow they trimmed it, but at the same time, like, pulled the falling branches over to where they didn't have to come into my yard to remove debris. Well,
that's extra work.
I still had to pick, you know, small branches like that were stuck in the fence, but it was nothing like, you know, there wasn't like a car-sized tree branch in my yard going, you got that, right? Cool.
Just go ahead and mulch that or do whatever you want.
Say, you know, that's a plum tree. Nobody wants your plums. What else are we talking about, guys?
So the old neighborhood. The old neighborhood I lived in. No, we're going to continue down this
path. That's fine. It's a free show.
The old neighborhood I lived in, it was along a major street, and it had olive trees. And I feel so bad for those people because those sidewalks were just destroyed with crushed olives.
Destroyed. Like
that film of crushed olives.
So, yeah, that cement's permanently inked.
Yeah. That's it. We can go back to the show now.
All right. More produce tree talk later on.
Pruning.
How to properly prune your tree. This is a pruning season right now, just so you know.
Prune your trees.
Prune your trees. Yeah, check your dates, prune your trees. You'll have a good weekend.
Yeah.
What else?
Neighbor's tree.
Are we good, Matt? Are we covered yours? Or we still got more? You got some looking out for us or anything?
Oh, looking out for us, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, in the group chat, as it's popular to say in these days, I was telling the podcast fellows that I checked out, I revisited a local grocery store. If you will, a market, if you will,
the market,
and I was surprised on how they expanded their cold storage for single cans. So I was able to pick up some essential food items and some beers I probably wouldn't have purchased otherwise. You know, with how this last year's gone, I've been very mindful of the stores that I go into. I like to be able to get in out safely without crowding, and I feel like some other stores that we used to subject ourselves to would have been very cramped or not easily to get in logistic wise. But going to the revisiting this local market, if you will, it was very safe. So I hope to be making the trek up there a little bit.
We're looking out for going to the market this week.
So, but I mean, and the other big thing, they're like, if you get six beers, then you get 10% off. And you're like, well, okay.
All right, I'll do it.
So I'm a big fan of that. Between Target and other places, it's just like when you rack up the bill and you get 5 or 10% off things, and then you can go through the receipt and be like, oh, basically that pack of tortillas, it was free because I got money back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I always try to assess my bills that way when I go shopping and be like, boom, Cheez-It party mix, that was free, you know.
Yeah.
Very minimal effort on myself, but I still take it as a win.
Yeah, I went my last market trip, I went pretty low on low price beers and then still got this 10% off. So
Ooh, you really hit it close.
Pretty sure I got a pretty cheap, unique six pack of six unique beers. Uniques. Only the uniques.
Wow. Nick. How many cashiers commented, oh, I didn't know we had this.
did you get a six pack of Simtra tall boys? Is that what you got?
Yep.
Yeah.
More tall boys, please. Nick?
Make this shelf taller.
I gotta go get a beer. I'll let Nick, maybe I'll turn the fridge.
Let me ramble on for a minute. There does not exist made an appearance in Fresno. Sadly, I missed it. But at the Eureka Burger, continues there. Buy the glass, get a free beer series. Yes, no.
What?
What? So I take it none of you went either.
I need to get back there. Last time I made a to-go purchase from them, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but they put a little gift card in the bag. So I need to go back to the Eureka's.
Wow.
Huh.
That's where Mikey and I met.
I love gold. That's right. That's where the podcast started, really. Eureka Burger delivered. I haven't actually been to Eureka Burger
delivered?
Since before the pandemic.
I pick up food regularly, and then we've ate there once in their tent situation since and it was nice. It was low key nice.
They got a tent there? I haven't even been to that complex for a year. That's crazy.
Yeah, they change between buildings.
I've eaten there about 4 or 5 times, which is about on average for myself with going there. So patio seating.
Yes.
I just to interrupt, but I just opened up an important beer that I feel guilty having without you guys, but it's happening. Donated by Wazoo Corvette, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Pliny the Elder, a double dry hopped in a can.
In a can.
Woo-hoo. I don't know if you saw me flip you off as I was walking.
There's some bitterness. I saw it. Not packaged for resale on the can.
Zoom blurred it.
I love gold!
Mikey, you're going to like the beer that I just opened.
Well, sorry. Yes. I'm having a Pliny the Elder Drabble Dry Hop.
I want to open a beer.
All right. Well, go ahead.
I specifically bought this. I can't say it while he's gone.
Oh my gosh. This is delicious. This is better. I'm sorry. This is better than the regular Pliny. So
it has a couple of days of age on it, but I knew that even though I usually intercept the beer first, I knew that there was no way that I could take that beer from you, Mike.
You had a lot of discipline. I felt guilty, but also it felt right that I'm having this. So
you're all, my mind is telling me no. But my body,
it's
my body is telling me yes.
It is delicious. It's so good that, like, if I'm gonna go to the brewery, I don't think I still would have a Pliny first. If I'm going to Russian River, I'm just gonna, like, hey, you first have a Pliny. You're like, I'm here, I get a Pliny. I don't care what else is happening. Maybe only when it's a younger time would I go younger first, but otherwise, the first time you go to Russian River, you're like, I'm getting a Pliny.
I love gold. Fresh cannon.
But after that, I'm getting DDH Pliny all the time.
Oh, so is that good?
I will say that what you're drinking in the can answers our question, because we said, what would Pliny look like in a can? And so their answer to was this beautiful silver can that's a double dry hopped version. So,
So technically, Pliny is still not in a can because this is double dry hopped.
Right, exactly. They got around their own. They got around their own. Well, when it was announced, we talked about it. They got around their own laws. They circumvented their own laws. What was that, Nat? I'm sorry.
Now that the brother's back, I can fully... So I specifically bought this beer because of what Mikey said last week. So I have an Ubadink.
Oh, new label.
The new Ubadink label.
I specifically bought it just thinking of Mikey, because he was talking about how he found Ubadink with the old label, still canned in the 2021 year. So this was 2/9/21.
Oh, so that's some fresh.
Just missed the cutoff.
That's a freshie.
Damn, that's fresh.
So, I think yours was like late January, so you just missed the cutoff.
I should have saved it. That was probably the last batch of that can art.
So. Did it go on the wall? So what's the wall doing these days? Have there been improvements to the wall?
Not too much. You know,
next year, will it look exactly the same?
It has the studio is not that different, guys. So you don't need to. It is a little bit different. There are a little more records displayed.
There are
a little bit more cans displayed. What's still here? Eddie's, I actually just last week folded Eddie back down.
Oh,
it's not special when he's just always there. I have a cardboard cutout of Eddie. So Eddie Van Halen, but yeah, he's folded back down at the moment. So what's going on over there, Nick? I think we're still covering Nick's stuff here.
Okay, I'm now drinking Moonraker's peanut butter stout.
All right.
Imperial peanut butter stout.
I saw that can.
I didn't say anything, but I figured that one would make its way to you.
The Moonraker's the price, one of the more pricier beers there at the market is the Moonraker.
Ooh. You're telling me that kicks Belching Beaver out of the water or what?
This just broke the beaver dam.
What about the Carl Strauss peanut butter?
Oh man, I'll have to have that one again to measure.
They've got it there at the market. The bottle, the bomber.
What? Oh no, I'll go get it at Sprouts in the 22 ounce bottle. Thank you.
Well, Sprouts has a peanut butter cup six pack.
I just wanted to drop Sprouts in 22-ounce bottles in a sentence. Sprouts. Tonight, so. 22-ounce bottles.
Oh, is Sprouts going to give you a discount now next time you go shopping there?
Yeah, they will. The CEO of Sprouts listens to our podcast.
Nice. Finally.
Yeah.
I really secretly hope some celebrity listens to our show that we'll find out one day. Randomly.
Wow. What would blow your mind? Like Kevin Smith?
Whoa!
I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I know it wouldn't be Kevin Smith. He's not a beer geek. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Like if Harrison Ford listens to Get Off My Podcast.
Yeah. We always wish that, but no, that's the last thing he's doing. Listening to a podcast about him. No way I'm listening to that. Callista, stop trying to get me to listen to Get Off My Podcast. I think they're nice boys, Harrison. You should listen. Fuck that. Sounds like the worst podcast I've ever heard of. Get out of my house.
That's a podcast. Jesus. Get out of my house.
I know.
Get out of my house.
But he'd be like, hey, kid, stop doing a podcast about me.
Hey, kid, stop it. That wasn't Harrison bad, Harrison. Ford,
love you.
I love you. I know.
Oh, is that the Pendragon
beer? Did I do that right?
Yeah, you did. It's good. Solid. Good job, Matt. Keep working on your Star Wars stuff. Keep it up. We might have you fill in for Trent sometime. Or better yet, fill in for me. You and Trent record and fill in for me.
I'm still trying to infuriate fans of Mandalorian. They're like, you haven't seen it? And I was like, no, but I watch New Rock Stars, so they give all the Easter eggs and breakdown.
No, I don't know all the Easter eggs.
Yeah, so, and I'll do that same thing for Star Wars movies. Be like, oh, I haven't seen this number movie, and so I'll watch the New Rock Stars just so that I can pay attention better in certain moments that are important. Mm-hmm.
Where you rank Attack of the Clones on your list? What's the ranking of Attack of the Clones?
What number is that?
Number two, episode two,
watchable. As far as
it's got Jango Fett. It's got.
I'm in the same position where most people are Boba Fett. I'm in the same position as Anakin. Most kills are a bunch. You can just leave one off.
Yeah. You can watch it on its own.
What's the love algorithm?
Padme and Anakin do it. They have the sex in that movie. Star Wars sex.
You know the order. What's the order that you got to watch them in? I know you skipped one.
The machete order is the most famous order of all. The machete.
Which is.
We're already way off topic here. Let's get focused back. It's called a beer podcast. Indie beer podcast. All right?
It's the same thing as the Volkswagen firing order, right?
Exactly. What? Wow. Do we have anything left, Nick, on your end?
There was earlier, but now I'm lost and confused.
all the listeners that are still with us.
Yeah. Sierra Nevada is doing a wild little thing, slightly sour with strawberries. Do we care? Yes, no?
I don't think I care, but I'm glad to hear about it. I'm looking at my glass
for sediment.
Yeah, I've got sediment, and I'm like, is this the Pliny? Is this my glass? There's like, there's something floating at the bottom of my glass, and I don't know if it's from the Pliny double dry hopped or not.
Damn.
I'm going to pour it in a different glass and see if that happens in this one. That's what you got. If you're going to have a beer podcast, you got to have multiple glassware.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not saying.
I've been using the same Yeti the whole night.
What? No.
No sediment. You can't see the sediment.
So I'm going to have to edit. Mike, edit that part out where Matt says he's using the same glass.
I can see to the bottom of this beer.
Attention, editor. Edit that out. In fact, edit the past 15 minutes all out. And joining again in one, two, three, and so
when we sure it's not the last hour or 4 minutes edited out.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are interesting to dorky beer geeks. I am Mikey.
Whoa. I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Hey.
Wait a second.
So, and voicemails.
Voicemails.
I'm at an hour and 2 minutes. You're at an hour and 4 minutes. What did I miss?
You didn't miss anything. Welcome to the show. And now is the
time. You guys were in here while I was trying to figure out how to log back into my Skype account. Yeah, cool.
Forgot the password.
What's the Skype
account? Changed password. Password cannot be same as old password.
What? Why did...
Nick, did you have anything else?
Yes. Oh, gosh. I really want to talk about this. So I have... going back to Matt's igloo thing, I have been successfully avoiding spending my stimulus money on those damn igloo coolers as cool as they are.
They're all, oh man, this is perfect stimulus money stuff. They'll love this shit.
Oh, but every time I see them, they're tipping away at me slowly. Yes, I've seen those ads now. What helped was the one I really wanted is already sold out. So I'm like, yeah, no, I don't care. But the tumblers are cool. I do like the 16-ounce can-shaped tumblers. So I'll probably end up buying those soon. I hate to say it.
Yeah. The best is when you can forget you bought it and then it shows up at the door and you're like, oh, fuck, yeah.
Oh, so I should buy it tonight after an
yeah,
19 ounces of triple IPA and this imperial peanut butter stuff.
After a Simtra, you're good.
One Simtra.
Honey, you got a package. What? I didn't order anything.
Yeah, I do.
Thanks, babe. No, a package, Nick.
Needless things that you don't need in your life.
But you do.
Do you need a can opener?
They give you
with
joy.
A bottle opener on the can.
Yeah,
brother. Don't let me forget that I have a bottle opener for you that somebody donated to me. Well, not donated to me. They gave it to me to give to you.
I see.
Complete your collection of bottle openers.
As long as it's not on a can opener, I don't want that one.
You don't like the bottle openers on can openers? Is that what you're trying to get to, Nick?
It's an electric can opener. Do you need a bottle opener on your electric can?
What? Is it one of those battery battery ones or those old school ones you plug in?
No, the can opener is electric. On it? But then they put the metal hook on the face of the can opener, so you manually have to open your beer on your electric can opener. Is this not making sense? Do I have to send you guys a picture? Are we posting this in the show
notes?
All
I'm getting in my head is my parents' 1970s electric can opener. And, and now I really want that. I haven't thought about that
can opener.
Like when you press it down and it's like, and the magnet and it keeps the can up there. You're like,
yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Matt's got a new school version of it.
I have a Toastmaster. I don't know where you would
open a Toastmaster
bottle on this.
Okay.
Is that turbo? Does that have turbo?
Target link now.
Where's
my chat, bro?
The listener doesn't care about this.
They care.
Listen, Nick's just sent the thing in a link in the chat, and it just takes up the whole screen. The link just took up the whole screen. It was just all link.
Yeah, I thought that would post a picture of the item, not the link.
It just posted all link. And it was like all the text. All it was the most longest link in the history of the internet.
It did the opposite of what I wanted it to do.
And every single symbol ever created for a link on it.
Okay, let's try this again.
That's my favorite thing ever. Like when I'm in my truck and it will read text messages to me. It'll be like, Nick sent https://// www.target. It'll read the whole thing. Oh, yeah, that's not the same can opener that I have. I wish I had that one.
Oh,
I don't see. I'm afraid to get out of that because I'll lose you guys or something. So I can't.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this will be Purim talk tomorrow.
Put it on the. Put it on the Discord channel or something. Or Purim.
Everybody in there is going to be like, what?
That'll be my intro to Discord.
Everyone, yeah. Just like, look at this. And people will be like, all right, cool, Nick.
Okay.
Look at this cat opener. Hey, look at this cat opener. Rad.
Next will be 90s YouTube bands you forgot about. Okay, this comes from...
Well, come on, Nick. Let's pull it in.
I am a pirate. Our friend Javi. Javi. He sends me this picture of sour hazy beer. Haze of the tartness. So now you haze bros have infected hazy sour beers.
Finally. Maybe I can drink a sour now.
You finally have a sour. A New England style kettle sour IPA with blueberries, vanilla beans, juicy, tart, fruity goodness.
Juicy, tart, fruity. What do you think about that? Would you try hazy sours?
I can't really tell that it's hazy. Except for the name, I don't know if I'd know it was hazy. Or what a hazy sour is going to do to my guts tomorrow.
Guts.
What else was I thinking about? Thinking and drinking about.
Thinking and drinking.
Copyright.
That guy's going to get you. You'll be in trouble.
That's another one that doesn't pay to advertise on our show.
Nope. Another asshole. Just gets free plugs.
Looking out for beers. Dun, 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 dun. I'm sorry it's big beer, but God damn it, if I ain't looking out for Lee from New Belgium Brewing.
Looking out for what?
La Folie.
Oh, La Folie. No, you're not allowed to.
I know it's bio beer, but that was the first sour I ever had and still probably my favorite. Although they are doing something. Looking out for.
That was it.
That's it. That's it. You just get a taste of it now. Beer.
Well, yeah. Maybe somebody will buy it and then it'll be like just sitting around and you can have it.
Oh. Okay.
Otherwise, I'm not allowing you to do it.
Yeah. So they got La Folie Grand Reserve. This is their new series. This looks old. This cannot be new. New Belgium is not helping me out. See?
Buy out, man. They don't help you out the beer geeks anymore. My brother-in-law,
bad tire.
My brother-in-law was in town for a couple of days, and he bought himself a Ranger, the Double Ranger.
Ooh, yeah.
And it messed him up. He's not used to drinking double IPAs. And he was like, he had like three of those Double Rangers, 12-ouncers. And he's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I messed up, bro. I'm like, yeah, dude. Sorry. Not used to double IPAs.
All right, here we go. Lafleygrand reserved in aged in Fernet barrels.
Ooh. Interested.
What's that? What's Fernet barrels? Explain.
Ooh. An Italian spice liqueur.
Cool. I always love me a good spice liqueur.
Yeah, you down for that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got some DDH plenty. Ooh.
Ooh. No. Oh, you're still drinking that? You're still drinking that sedimentation?
It includes Meyer rhubarb, chamomile, Meyer Rudolph, aloe, and saffron, and base of grape distilled spirits. So it is all the things.
This DDH Pliny is a little bit hazier than our regular Pliny.
It's sedimenty.
Mm-hmm. Give it that. I don't know. Good or bad. Are we good, Nick?
Yeah, the rest I'm going to save for cheerses.
All right.
And been cut.
I just have a couple of TikTok audios to play for you guys.
Is that the Ford fucking Ranger?
No, where is that from?
The Ford motherfucking Ranger.
What's that from?
It's a stupid trend. Stupid.
No,
trend.
It's not stupid.
Please explain this yes, trend.
Yes, because now I see a Ranger, I'm encouraged to say it's a Ford Ranger.
Better than I'm busy doing hot girl shit.
Well, yeah.
There's also crazy cat shit.
All cat shit's crazy. Let me tell you.
By the way, I'm in here in the studio and I have two cats in here and no Louie. Louie's stuck in the house.
Wow.
There's two cats here. My neighbor's cats are in the studio and Louie's in the house.
Which I saw one of your neighbor's cats when I was dropping off beer and I was like, be my friend. And he was like, see ya, bro.
Was that the gray one?
The black one.
Oh, usually she's pretty friendly. I'll bet if you just sit there for a minute, she would have been, all right, I think you're cool. All right. Well, we're playing TikTok audio. This is from Don't Drink Beers. Fresno native. He probably doesn't want anyone saying this, but Fresno native Don't Drink Beers. This is him being the girlfriend on Valentine's Day of girlfriend of a beer geek on Valentine's Day.
Closed, so we had our little tasters outside in the snow.
Oh, damn it. I gotta start it over. It's gonna run it. All right. This is him just pretending to be or being the girlfriend of a beer geek on Valentine's Day, being nice.
He made reservations at a brewery. Well, he texted his friend who works there. And then we went and inside dining was closed. So we had our little tasters outside in the snow. And he gave me the ones that he didn't want because he likes the stronger ones. And then he used my phone to check them in on Untappd to raise the trade value. We're like such a team. So then he had too many stouts. So I drove back. Like we're like two souls in one body. He had this like charcuterie board. I'm vegan, but like he was mostly lunch meat. He put on his favorite movie, Fight Club. He was listening to the Good Beer Hunting podcast. I was like helping him print out FedEx labels for his trades. He's such a Gemini. He got me a membership to the Firestone Walker Society. Well, for both of us, but in a beer bag with his name monogrammed on it to remember him by. His tasting buddies came by because I'm like one of them. He gave me a boss pour. We made Totino's pizza rolls and he said he had to homebrew early in the morning.
So here you go. Skewering beer geeks with by acting like a beer geek's girlfriend, a supportive girlfriend.
If that got more likes than my post about my dogs, I'm going to be upset.
Here's one from a UK's Steam Machine Brew has an account on there on the TikToks. And this is them talking about being influenced by Untappd ratings, how they brew their beer.
There'd be a review website called Untappd. I believe, and it's not an arrogant belief, that we should never use it to inform our brewing decisions. Recently correlated some data, and basically, higher ABV beers, Imperial Stouts, Double IPAs always score higher. Session IPAs, West Coasts, and Lagers, some of our best-selling beers that are the bread and butter of the taproom, are the lowest rated. If you look at the global ratings, I think it says a bit more about the American psyche than it does the British psyche, that Americans are a lot more positive when it comes to reviewing beer. And I noticed that from all the wonderful American beer reviews. You're like, oh my God, this tastes great, it tastes lovely. Maybe we're just a bit too miserable in England and a bit too critical. We don't rely on our customers to tell us what they want to drink. We tell them what they want to drink. We will make a diversity and give you a choice. Seems to be working, so I'm not going to change it. This one is our tropical lychee and passion fruit IPA. Apparently it doesn't have enough mango in. It doesn't have any mango in.
classic Untappd review versus doesn't have enough of mango. He's like, we didn't put any mango in it. So what I get from that, Steam Machine Brew on the TikToks is he's saying that we, which surprises me, we here in America are more positive with our Untappd reviews than the UK Untappd reviewers. To me, that just says the UK reviewers are a little more serious about their reviewing. And we're just like, yeah, cool. Good beer.
Yeah. One star, not my style.
And then UK seems like they take it a little more. Consider their Untappd reviews a little more seriously than we do.
Yeah.
But he was adamant about how they're not. He very much pays attention to Untappd, but also is not influenced by Untappd as far as what they make. And that their most popular beers are their least rated beers. What is that? Like their lagers and stuff. The ones they make their money off of are their worst rated beers. What is that? I mean, what's that about?
The majority of their customers don't have Untappd.
Or that beer geeks in UK rate lagers lower. I don't know.
They've had thousands of years of lagers.
Yeah.
They want that West Coast.
The Westies. Are we influencing the UK for Westies and Hazies? Some looking out for beers. Don't Stop the Presses. It's a beer from Haymaker Beer Company. And Nick's sharing things to Discord, guys. Get in that Discord. Yeah. Nick's in there. The Haymaker Beer Company in Chicago made a beer called Don't Stop the Presses. And it's a lager, a sweet lager. And all the proceeds to this go to indie journalism. So that made me sort of perk up. To the Chicago Reader, Black Club, and the Daily Line. These independent journalists that are journalism sites in Chicago are getting the proceeds from this Don't Stop the Presses from Haymaker Beer Company. So I thought that was pretty cool. Just because I follow the Chicago Reader, or I read it occasionally, the Reader, and it was just like this random beer article that popped in, and I was like, "Whoa, they don't usually talk about beer in this, and so it was cool to find that out. So if you're, you know, chef, you want to up there in Chicago, you want to make go get some Haymaker beer that Don't Stop the Presses, support some local indie journalism. One that came out this week is I'm hoping I'll find the next time I go to the market. Liquid Gravity Brewing Company's Mo Diggity and All Mosaic DDH West Coast IPA.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what? Bitch. From Liquid Gravity, yeah. All Mosaic DDH. That's got to be good.
Wow.
So
Mosaic start to finish and then double down.
Mm-hmm. Kilo, more Central Coast brewing stuff. Hula Haze, a Citra heavy hazy hula beer. I'm gonna look out for that.
Hula.
I finally figured out that Kilo's, it's right off the 101. If you're gonna go to Firestone, if you're gonna go to the other one over there by Firestone that's in Fresno now. You can't go to those breweries. That Kilo's right there too. So I still haven't gone to Silva.
Oh,
I know,
Matt's, but you don't have there to. They're coming here.
I know. Yeah, you can get them at the market. So
isn't he canning beer now?
Yeah, it's at the market. Silva. Oh,
is that what you're talking about?
No,
I'm just
Kilo. I'm talking about Kilo. No, and
oh no, Silva.
Yeah, there's Silva at the market.
Okay.
And
that's where I got my Silva
beer. Wow.
And my Liquid Gravity beer from. And yeah, they also have There Does Not Exist beer.
Wait.
From.
Wait, the market has it?
Yeah.
There Does Not Exist?
Yep.
You saw that this week? Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that. Now, I might go there tomorrow.
It's the cans that are all grayscale.
Okay. All right. Finally. Good job. And then one more, Beachwood and Pizza Port, they collab. This is what this is called when two breweries make one beer. It's called collabing, guys. I don't know if you've heard of this. Beach Retreat. It's an IPA, and it's citrusy and tropical, and it's Beachwood and Pizza Port. What more do you want? What more do you need? That might be at the market, too. And that is culture. Very, very late in the show, but we're still on culture. How are y'all doing here? How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right?
I got more culture.
Oh, okay. Throw it out there.
All right. So this just in, the car show I usually go to in June has officially announced they're rescheduled for June 20th, 2021.
Ooh.
This takes place at the racetrack in Fontana.
Oh, I've heard of Fontana.
Which is... it's Garage Boy adjacent. Yes. So I wonder if Fontana Jim
is crawling with Garage Boys.
No old town. Reinstate the Garage, Fontana.
You go to the Vons there in Fontana, you're bound to run into a Garage Boy.
That's right. I might have to go down to Southern California.
Look out. When you schedule, I'm scheduled for April. I can get vaccinated.
Wow. On the books.
I'm on the books for April. Yeah. I don't have
June sounds realistic for my age group.
All right. Good. My parents are getting theirs tomorrow, hopefully.
Wow.
Which has been my number one concern for the whole year. So hopefully they can take care of it tomorrow or get their first one anyway. Which has sort of been like my my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, and my parents. These have been my whole concern for the whole year, is like getting them through this. So,
yeah.
My mother-in-law is Monday, and I'm not sure about my father-in-law. So, just getting them there. Cheers to that.
Have a vaccine, get it.
Woo! Vaccine, get it! All right. I think we're good on that. And we move on to this. My fucking work. This fucking play. Will you call me tonight? You can get on this show. If you could sit through all that first half and get on this, then you deserve to get your reward is that we will play whatever stuff you've got to tell us on the show. 559-492-0542. That is a voicemail line. You can just call that number and it will go to voicemail and you can leave whatever the hell thing you want on there. And you can also email us perfect poor. I don't know what it is now. For it, you know, just start emailing perfect poor pod, perfect poor podcast. Just start emailing anything, and eventually it'll get around to us. Perfect
it is poor, podcast.
Yeah, perfect poor podcast @gmail.com. And we'll start with those this week, and that is there is one man that is controlling that this week, and let's hear from this dude.
What a perfect poor treat you be here. Guess what, homie? I haven't forgotten about you, Holmes.
All right,
it's just I've been real busy. Obviously, you guys know already. My kid was in an accident. Everything's good though, safe and sound. Luckily, everything went well, Holmes. And then I had a project at the house. Like I said, I built the my fence. What is it called? A dog ear wood cedar fence, Holmes. Got that done. So real busy, I said. Other than that, thanks for looking out, I said. But Chew Your Beer's good. Just a couple things going in the house. But other than that, just kind of let you know I'm good. I miss you guys too, and I'm buzzed. That's it. Oh, also, yeah. I was able to send Brian Beagle a few beers from Zach's. He loved them. I said, so there you go. I said,
good job, Chew.
It's Chew Your Beer, and I'm drunk. Yeah, do yeah. I Chew? Peace out.
Is hey. That Chew? Woo! Chew's in a good mood. Give us a little call. That's good, man. Good to hear from Chew, especially when he's having a good time. Chew Your Beer. Twitter, man. If you're on Twitter, you have to have Chew Your Beer. Give you some good barbecue tips. Let you know what's up. Give you some good fencing. You want to learn about how to fence your backyard? Chew Your Beer will hook you up. It's all good. Thanks, Chew. Let's go to our traditional voicemails.
Hey guys, it's Brian from the Indie Beer Show down in San Diego.
Oh,
just want to give a massive shout out to the homie of all homies, Chew Your Beer.
Damn,
has just been incredibly supportive of everything I've ever done in craft beer, and he sent me a mixed six pack of Zach's Brewing. Sad news, but I am super stoked that I am going to get to sample some of Zach's beers. So at least there's that. Second thing, guys, don't be sad that I am stepping down from podcasting.
I am, though.
It's not a sad thing. Nothing happened. Everything's fine. My love for craft is still just as strong as ever. I just need to focus on stupid fucking life shit.
Damn
and get myself and my wife into a home. And that is not easy here in Southern California. Need to put in a little extra work for the next year or so. But this is not awake. It's not a funeral. I'll still be around. I'll still be supporting craft beer everywhere, in especially down here in San Diego. The Sorai Cup will return, at least hopefully, if we get out of COVID. My annual food drive will continue. My secret beer groups will continue. I'll still be supporting the industry with as much as I can for indie beer, but I just can't have the weekly obligations anymore. Cheers to the perfect pour. Cheers to chew your beer. I'm driving. Keep up the good work, guys.
That was great.
Look at that. We had a podcast celebrity on the show.
Can you play the last 2 seconds of that? I think he said something.
Oh, really? All right.
I mean, he was checking all the boxes.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Let's
I'm driving.
I just can't have the weekly obligations anymore. Cheers to the perfect pour. Cheers to chew your beer. I'm driving. Keep up the good work, guys.
No. What?
Oh, I thought he was going to be like San Diego.
Yeah, it did seem like he was going to do it.
San Diego. La Jolla.
I mean, he checked all the other boxes.
Oh, man.
That's such a recognizable
voice. It's going to be hard to listen,
if you don't see
his. I don't know if I can listen to the Indie Beer show now. Without Brian, the original team is not there now. It's different people. It's kind of weird, man.
Say it's the same, but it's not the same.
Yeah, man. I like when podcast celebrities call us.
Hey guys, Tony Bax here.
Hey, it's not Tony Bax.
How's everybody doing? Hey, the podcast. I hope everyone's doing well.
Yeah.
Just wanted to call and do a little parking lot report here from the lovely parking lot at the market in Fresno. It is now carrying There Does Not Exist.
Yes!
So, Mikey, go get some There Does Not Exist.
I'm at there.
The there you go.
I'm going tomorrow, dude. Now.
Just for you, sir, I am going to enable your Kolsch experience. There is a Kolsch there for you to purchase.
Ooh.
So, give it a whirl. There's also a West Coast IPA. Overly hopped Pilsner and just a regular Czech Pils. Let's check it out.
Overly hopped Pilsner.
And other news, just wanted to give the Garage Boys a shout out. And March 5th, I will be doing a pint night down in the San Diegos at Common Theory. So if you boys want to cruise down and drink some beers, let me know. And hope everyone else is having a great time. Going to be fun out here in Fresno delivering all these beers. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Keep up the good work. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, look, a San Diego event. It's coming on.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Aw. I'm pretty kind of getting into this episode, guys. I'm not afraid to tell you. I'm liking the voicemails this week.
Perfect Four. This is Donnie, and we are drinking in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. We are drinking, yes. Yeah. Last week we had about a foot of snow. I was in Vegas.
Oh.
This week, today, Friday morning, I played golf. Of course, it was a little wet. Okay, it was a lot wet. But right now, I am at my home brewery of Five Rights Brewing, and I'm sipping on some beautiful hazy IPAs, wishing that Mikey was here. Hazy Days
said no one ever
is an annual event here. We are socially distanced, 30% capacity, so it's not too bad. We've got 10 breweries that all brewed a special hazy beer, hazy IPA for this event, and for $18 you get a take home glass, you get 5 tasters, and you also can purchase the other beers in pints, to whereas the public cannot because it is a ticketed events. So anyways, that's it. I just want to say thanks for everything, and we will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. No one's doing the city drop this week. We keep waiting for it.
It's over. It's 2021.
Over. Oh, that's over. Since the chef doesn't call in anymore.
I know. He doesn't even know.
He didn't know. Oh, one more voicemail.
Tony Bags again. Sorry. Tony Bags. Second phone call.
It's all right. You're allowed to.
Driving down the mean streets of Fresno right now and
the beautiful
going streets. Off the Knicks. Remember when this was this and now it's that? Apparently, Fresno now has a tilted kilt. And I remember when that
it's
was
been a while,
Street Bar and Grill. So that's my throw into the hat of remember when, what is it now, what was it then? And I've also asked anybody that I've seen today what Woody's was before Woody's, and nobody fucking remembers anything before Woody's.
Mostly right.
Don't remember what it was when we were Woody's because it was Woody's. I remember Bladder Busters, and that's about it. All right, guys. Cheers. See you soon.
Cheers.
Bye. Everything was a everything was Abyssla's in town when I was in my 20s. Everything was Abyssla's.
Oh, Mikey.
Every building's a former Abyssla's. Matt's showing off his black cat on video. You listeners can't see that. Thanks, Tony Bags.
What was Woody's before it was Woody's?
We still don't know. Nobody's answered this question. Maybe we should get Craig Sharp.
Oh, did I ask you that already?
Yeah, you asked that last week, Nick.
Oh, okay.
Man, never mind. Come on. What do you got, bro?
All right. Drinking. Yeah,
we've had that, Tony Bags, we've had that tilted kill for like a while, a year and a half or something. I haven't been there. I don't know what's going on in there.
It's longer than that.
Yeah, maybe 2 years at least. There's a girl. Yeah. There's girls with kilts, and I assume dudes. I don't know. I don't know what goes on inside buildings anymore. I try to stay away from buildings.
Insides.
Yeah, insides suck. Thanks everyone for calling the show and donating your time to the Perfect Pour. It's highly appreciated. I'm going to go to the beer fridge and
get ripped.
Get ripped. I'm getting ripped. Work doesn't matter anymore. What's up, Rose?
We're going for the awkward silence after the song.
Oh, man. Yeah. We're going to have to pay money to Dorktown. That's how Dorktown gets its money is awkward silence payments.
Dorktown. You had 4 seconds of awkward silence.
That is $5.
I love gold.
Another beer donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. I think this is Wazoo Corvette. I think there were some there's some Fontana Jim, and I know Scotty B has a cider, but like
here. There was a grocery bag inside of one of the coolers, and that was the Fontana. Yeah.
Well, this one's
Scotty B.
Defection North, a hazy, it's from Flatland Brewing Company?
Sounds right.
It's Strata, Sabra, HBC 692. Looks interesting.
New Zealand, bro.
New Zealand, man. New Zealand's the place to be. They are Corona free and having concerts and partying it up like it's 2018. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. What did you drink this week?
It's been a very fruitful week for myself. I'm just going to say it, the cousin Steve and Zach, they came over to my patio, socially distanced, very safe. We were all in good health. So we got to partake in some beers. We had a Double Dragon from House of Pendragon, their Imperial Double IPA. From New Glory Brewing Company, they had King Mo, which is a Mosaic IPA. Mm-hmm. Pontiac Pile Driver, previously had on this show. They had Welcome to Alameda, which was the collab from Liquid Gravity and... Oh, I'm already forgetting. And Faction Brewing. From 8-Bit Brewing Company, they had The Elder, which is a New England IPA. Mikey, don't get upset.
Hey,
it's just called The Elder.
I wanted 8-Bit.
From Liquid Gravity Brewing Company, we had Drama King. Modern Times, there was Green Futures. And then hanging out with the stepdad, we shared a Speedway Stout that was a couple days prior. I was helping the parents work on their refrigerator. Somehow that the talent of mine is helping repair things. And in the fridge, he had some Boont Amber Ale from Anderson Valley. And that was a very good revisit of that beer. Mm-hmm. That I forgot.
You're like, how oh, yeah, good that Amber beer Ale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amber. That anytime I have an amber, that's I'm like, oh, yeah, amber. That's the style. Bearded Brewer 87. Be his friend. The Nick 80. Be that guy's friend. You should see the pictures he posts on Untappd. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh wow.
You're like, whoa,
I really? I stopped drunk texting. Yeah. Apparently they're risque. Bincots, right? Is that what we're doing?
Yep. That's the show.
I
episode 396.
Had a beer in the Tower District for the first time under a year.
Were you at were you at the church?
Yeah, I was at the church. Take me to church. No, I was at the Livingstones of all places. Wow. I haven't been there longer than the pandemic. Yeah. I haven't been there since before the fire.
Yeah, before the fire. And I love that place.
From the front door to the bar feels exactly the same. Mm-hmm. The new restrooms they have in there make it feel kind of awkward, but it's not totally different. But I realized they had to do it because they were way out of code before the fire.
Right.
So, other than the restrooms being different and nobody was sitting inside, it was kind of like a taste of the old world. Mm-hmm. Had some General Shermans down there.
That's good. Back in the day, me and the producer, man, before our child.
Wow.
Pretty much every Friday night or Saturday night, we would eat there in the bar or in the restaurant. And have some couple bass ales, and have our dinner.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah, Newcastle is probably my go-to back in the day for their eat drinking there.
I was drinking bass ales, guys. Isn't that crazy?
Bass.
Bass.
That's wild. Bass was my Fresno State beer at the Bucket.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the Bucket. Woo! I never went to Fresno State, but my friends did, and I would go to the Bucket, and it would be like after finals week or whatever the hell that's called, and so everyone would go to the Bucket and blow off steam, and like you would
have a bass sale.
Like one person, just pitchers everywhere. It's just pitchers. Remember pitchers? Before you got into craft beer, you could have pitchers.
Yeah, pitchers of beer.
And so if one person started going, woo, then the whole bar was forced to go, woo.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's what I remember from the Bucket.
I'm glad I was drinking at 2:30 on a Tuesday because that shit didn't happen.
I bet it would happen during finals week.
Oh, yeah. Finals week and then dead week. Oh, man. So that happened. I also, I feel like one of the cool kids. I was feeling kind of guilty about drinking at the new barrel house, you know, in River Park.
Mm-hmm. You're on the patio though, right?
Oh yeah, obviously on the patio. But so we've been doing the River Park Farmers Market Tuesday nights for probably a year now. That's been our escape. Our one night a week where we go out and do something because it's open air market. They got food trucks. Mm-hmm. You know, you're outside, you could kind of stay safe and away from people if you wanted to.
Right.
Well, you know, around Thanksgiving, Barrel House opens up finally. And they claim a big portion of that center walkway for a patio. And because of the rules over there, they can't serve food, but they'll allow you to bring food in. So we go get to the food trucks, get food, and then go to the barrel house and get a beer. And then we could sit on their patio and eat, which is their patio is really nice. And so I tried their newest black IPA, Imperial Black Rye IPA, the Pac-Man. And, you know, I'm always worried about, like, especially now, I'm worried about the local guys, you know, how they're going to do. Barrel House isn't, not that they're big central, beer, but they're bigger.
California, bigger-ish.
Yeah. And they're bigger-ish. And they're gonna take some away from the local guys. But lo and behold, I see Roger from Pine and Palm and Jason from Grayview drinking at Barrel House. So
all the little indie guys are there. You're there worried about, like, gosh. Yeah, I hope I'm not, you know, like hurting like people like Pine and Palm and Grayview and Zags. And I don't know. And then, hey, Nick, boy, what are you doing, man? Boy,
what are you doing?
I'm over here. We're over here drinking, spending money here. Oh, all right. Yeah. Never mind then. I'm not guilty anymore.
I am guilty for not visiting those guys for a long time, but it was cool to see them out and about.
I was actually ready to, last weekend, I was going to go to Pine and Palm, and then they didn't post their hours or anything for like, they hadn't been on Instagram for a while. I was like, they're not going to be open today. So I went another direction and got Tioga Sequoia. Mm-hmm. Went down to Tioga Sequoia.
The downtown.
The downtowns. Was that what you've been car drinking, Nick?
Yes.
Yes. Did you check in on tap?
I had more. All right. I did not check in, but I did take, we had a small gathering for our Friday night happy hour.
All right. Outside gathering.
And we had a bakery from the brewery, which is a pastry stout, bourbon barrel aged imperial stout, pecans, maple syrup, cinnamon, and vanilla. Grade A brunch from Slice, another pastry stout. And my last can of Treat Yourself from Zach's Brewing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Zax gets in the incubator or something so we can go down and buy the Zax some point here.
Yeah.
Return to buying the Zax. I have my one mosaic Zax in the fridge. That's, I don't know if I will ever open it.
Wow.
Oh, what did I drink this week? What's the date today? February. You remember North Coast Scrimshaw? The Pilsner from North Coast called Scrimshaw. I had that. Bought it really cheap at the market. Can of it. First time having Scrimshaw out of a can. Delicious. Great day drinking. I as I mentioned before, I went down to Tioga Sequoia. Couple of handsome young gentlemen down there helped me out. I got the Unapologetically Fresno. It is an Imperial IPA. And it's got the Fresno skyline with the Fresno leaf on it. It's a cool label. It's all Fresno, man. It's like, hey, man, I'm Fresno. I'm not apologizing to you. The Belching Beaver, the Deftones beer, Ohms Pale Ale. Not sure how much resistance it gave me, but it didn't give me much resistance. I drank it. It was great. A couple of those Liquid Gravity collab beers. One was the Mick Elhenny, the old Alpine guys. Welcome to California series. Welcome to Alpine. Imperial Double IPA. It's pretty good. Enjoyed it. Also had the Tioga Sequoia Valley Haze. And welcome to Lincoln, the Liquid Gravity collab with Slice Beer Company. Got that one at the market. And I also had some remember Sierra Nevada Pales? I got that. Just got me a six-pack of Sierra Nevada Pale, just so I could have it in the fridge. Wow. Everyone should always have a Sierra Nevada Pale in their fridge, just in case. In case of emergency, break glass. And that beer that should be behind the glass should be a Sierra Nevada Pale.
That's going to be in the California stimulus package.
Yeah. Newsom better put that in there. Somehow include Sierra Nevada Pale in the stimulus package somehow. That would definitely stimulate my package. Oh, no! No! How's it going, guys?
Yeah, we're here.
No new beers to report? This, by the way, this beer I opened recently, it's pretty damn good. Not too bad. The Tension North Strata thingamajig.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Enjoy it.
It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheese.
Cheese.
Let's say cheese.
Look who says Paul. I think it says cheese.
Paul, you saying cheese. It says cheers. I'm Nick. Do you have some cheers?
Cheers to people.
People who love people. Keep
on, reach the higher ground. Do we talk about Matt Tubby and his
And this being he's being awesome
and reminding us we haven't mentioned a personal beer fest in a while.
Oh, that's true. Did you have a personal beer fest?
Not lately, but man,
it's been a personal beer fest for like a year straight. I mean,
oh, is that why?
That's why we haven't mentioned it. It's just because it's just a given.
It's just automatically known. Cheers to everyone I talked about earlier. I'm a pirate for the news on the hazy sours. Cheers to Roger, Jason. Cheers to the Zacks. Cheers to... cheers to everybody. Oh, all my new friends on Discord. Cheers to all you guys. I will... My goal is to post random shit that you guys have no idea what I'm talking about.
Whoa, this means something. Yeah, if you want to join the Discord group, it is now open. We have a channel open. The Lager Line is open to all listeners of the show. If you're on Discord, there is a link in our show notes to go to that Lager Line. And then hopefully in there, the codes for the Friday night, get it, where you can hang out with other listeners of the Perfect Pour on Friday nights on Zoom. Every Friday night on Zoom, listeners of the Perfect Pour just hang out and drink beers, man, and have fun. And you get the codes for that if you go on to the Lager Line on the Discord group. So there you go. Matt, do you have any cheers?
I wasn't prepared for this.
The 396th episode of this show, I was not prepared for the cheers.
Cheers out to the Zacks. Cheers out to Liquid Gravity. Cheers out to There Does Not Exist. You know, all the friends and homies that make beer that we ingest possible.
Mm-hmm. So that we can have fun. They can go through all the trauma of being a brewery, and we can just show up and buy their beer and like, this is great.
One star.
This is great, but also one star.
Try again.
Yeah, why don't you try that again? Yeah, cheers to all the golden gods of the Perfect Boar. That is a special elite group of listeners. Like, you're a listener, and you're like, I enjoy the Perfect Boar. I'm a listener. That's great. You're cool. But did you know there's a group of people called the Golden Gods?
But
are you golden? So thank you all, you Golden Gods that donate money to us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Perfect Boar. You guys are cool, man. We really appreciate it. Pays all our operating costs. So thank you for that. And also just cheers to everyone that shows the show, shares the show on, if you're on the social medias and you have the ability to share it and you share it, thank you for that. And cheers to you. Also word of mouth. We're not really hanging with people live, but like in your Zoom calls to people, could you just slip in the Perfect Pour? Like, yeah, I know we're talking about budgets and like, but do you guys listen to the Perfect Pour? I mean, if you want to be cool, just talk about the Perfect Pour in your Zooms and you'll be cool. Thank you, everyone that listens. You're all the way through here to the end. It's just one big tangent. The show is just a large tangent, a 90-minute tangent. You're like,
is that what we're up to?
Yep, that's what we're here. We're here for that. So thank you. Episode 400's coming. Don't you worry, we got a total plan. It's all worked out. Like, all right, I wonder what they're going to do for episode 400. for it. We got it figured out, okay? Don't worry about it. Matt, are you good? There you go. He's giving us the thumbs up. He's cool. Nick, you're good?
Everything's good.
All right. Have a great week. Be safe.
Yeah.
But have fun.
Oh.
But before you start all that, check your dates and turn a can over. If it's 4 months old, turn it over and throw it. Throw it.
Throw it now. Now we're regressive.
Throw it. Just throw it.
Yeah. Punt.
Punt it. Punt it to the check stand. Bye.